If you were going to explain to someone that is a non-believer what the purpose of prayer is, what would you tell them?
如果你要向一个还没信主的人来解释什么是祷告，你将如何来解释呢？
Just as the church, you know, the existence of the church is multifaceted, do you realize that prayer itself is also multifaceted?
其实教会的存在是多方面的，那么祷告也是一样，也是多方面的。
And now I'm going to ask you a literal question that I want to hear some answers back on.
所以我现在想要问你们一些问题，希望能够得到你们的答案。
What is your favorite thing about praying?
什么是你所喜欢的关于祷告的事情？
For example, I love knowing that as I ask God questions, that in his perfect time, he's always going to respond, he's always going to reveal, and I can't get enough of that.
比如说我喜欢的是当我问上帝一个问题的时候，他总是会在他认为合适的时间，以他认为合适的方式来向我启示，向我来回应。
So let's take a couple of answers. What's your favorite thing about prayer?
所以我们来收集一些答案，什么是你最喜欢的关于祷告的方面？
Spending time in God's presence.
他的回答是可以与神同在的时间。
Excellent. What else? Supporting others, being an intercessor.
所以可以支持其他人在祷告中来相互扶持。
Let's take one more. And being and staying in touch with God.
可以与神保持亲密的交通的关系。
You know what I love about those answers, and I know I can see other people thinking through it, is that those three answers show us that praying to God is not about getting what we want.
所以这三个答案都告诉我们同一件事情，我们祷告并不是要从神那里得到我想要的东西。
Even as I shared about Val and the diagnosis, you didn't hear Val say, don't worry, I'm going to be perfectly healed. Everything's going to be perfectly great.
所以我们还是回到刚才我谈到的 Val 的事情。当他祷告的时候并没有说神会医治我请不要担心。他并没有这么来祷告。
What you heard was someone resting in faith, trusting in God, saying everything's going to be okay.Because God is here.
所以他只是说让我能够安息在神的计划里面，一切都会好的，在神的手中。
So because many of us come from different backgrounds and we're at different walks, at different seasons in our life with Jesus, we did want to take time in this Sermon on the Mount to dig deeper into prayer.
所以因为我们来自不同的背景，不同的文化，所以今天我们来进一步的来学习如何更深的来祷告。
And what better text of scripture to dig deeper into prayer than the Lord's Prayer on the Sermon on the Mount?
所以没有任何的这个经文可以超越主导文来教导我们更好的更深的进入祷告。
So we'll continue in our reading with Matthew chapter 6, starting with verse 9.
所以我们继续的来读马太福音六章九节开始。
And today I'm reading out of the New International Version, and of course we will be alternating between English and Mandarin as we read the text. All right, so Matthew 6, 9 says, This then, and of course this is Jesus speaking, This then is how you should pray. Our Father, who is in heaven,Hallowed be your name.
马太福音六章九节，这里是耶稣所说的，你们应当这样祷告，我们天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Give us today our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食, 今日赐给我们。
And forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors.
免我们的债, 如同我们免了人的债。
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
不叫我们遇见试探, 救我们脱离凶恶, 因为国度, 权柄, 荣耀, 全是你的, 直到永远。 Amen.
For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
你们饶恕人的过犯, 你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。
But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
你们不饶恕人的过犯, 你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
So digging deeper into prayer.
更深的祷告。
So what is prayer, right? How do you explain what prayer is to a non-believer?
什么是祷告呢? 如何向一个非信徒来解释什么是祷告?
So we talked about being in his presence. We talked about staying with him. We talked about communication. So there's a lot to what is prayer.
所以当我们想, 什么是祷告的时候, 祷告是跟神同在, 祷告是跟神来, 沟通, 祷告是, 在神里面相互的扶持, 那么祷告是多方面的。
And we're going to explain a little bit more, but before we get into that, we have to ask, what is the purpose of prayer?
所以当我们更深的来了解什么是祷告之前, 我们先来思考, 祷告的目的是什么?
So the reason we ask this is because there are people that twist scriptures, and I don't think it's maliciously done, I think it's ignorantly done, where they think that the purpose of prayer is for God to give them what they ask for.
所以, 为什么我们先要来思想什么是祷告的目的呢? 因为很多人可能是无意当中并不是恶意的, 来扭曲了, 圣经的经文, 而认为这个祷告的目的是为了我们自己的这个, 好处。
And verses such as when Jesus says later on in the Sermon on the Mount, ask and you shall receive, knock and it shall be opened to you, seek and you shall find, are taken out of context to say, see, all you have to do is ask for it and God will give it to you.
所以我们, 就像接着在登山宝训当中耶稣所提到的, 你敲门就会给你开门, 寻找就寻见, 你呼求就来, 回应, 那么很多人就把这一段的经文认定为说, 我祷告就是来得着我所, 要求的东西。
So by a show of hands, how many of you have prayed for something good, something that you know is righteous, it is in God's will, but God didn't answer the prayer the way you wanted him to.
所以我想看一下,你们可以举手, 有多少人是你祷告, 正确的事情, 但是神却没有向你们回应, 有没有?
So then what is the purpose of prayer?
所以什么是祷告的目的呢?
Why do you keep praying?
为什么你还持续地要祷告呢?
Right, think about that. Why do you keep praying?
所以想一想你为什么还是持续地祷告?
And let me take a couple answers. Why do you keep praying even though you prayed for good and righteous things that didn't work out the way you asked for them?
所以我来, 问一下大家, 你们为什么还是要持续地祷告, 尽管你并没有得到任何的回应?
Let's go to Noel first. Okay. Because we know he's our Lord and Savior, and he's always good, right? His plan is better than our plan. Amen.
所以, 我们知道, 神是我们的救赎主, 那么他的计划永远超越我们的旨意, 他的旨意超过我们的旨意, 他的意念高过我们的意念。
What else do we have? Yes, Brenda. Amen. Absolutely.
所以我们有时候在现在这个时点上，我们没有办法明白为什么神没有，但是我们相信神会带领我们经过这个时间，然后看到他美好的心意。
I know we can keep doing this and keep getting great answers, but I also want us to be mindful of the fact that there are people when they don't get the answers that they're looking for, they don't get from God what they're seeking, they do stop praying.
所以我们知道，我继续如果提问的话，我还相信可以收集到很多好的答案，正确的答案。但是我们知道，会有很多人当他没有得到祷告的回应的时候，他就停止了祷告。So
if you've ever been there or you're there now, we also want to help set the proper foundation for not only what is prayer, but what its purpose is and what's supposed to happen through it.
所以我们现在，当你还会经历这样的一个祷告灯的挫败的时候，我们希望现在来建立一个正确的根基：什么是祷告，什么是祷告的目的，如何来经历这样的一个祷告的过程。All
right, so this leads us to principle number one, which says when we pray, God looks beyond our words and into our hearts. Because what he values is the connection and communion between us, even as those things exist in a state that goes beyond what words can describe.
所以当我们祈祷的时候，上帝会超越我们的言语，进入我们的内心，因为他看重的是我们和他之间的连结和交流。 即使这种连结和交流是存在一种超越言语所能描述的状态之中。It's
about connection.
所以这个是关乎一种连结。Who
are you most connected to in this life other than God?
我想问一下，你除了神以外，你连接最多的一个人在这世上是谁？
And what does that connection look like?
这样的一种生命的连接是怎样的?
You know, Frank in Bora Bora, he and I joke all the time because he's learning English, I'm learning French. But every time we get together from the very first time, we have a connection that allows us to understand each other, even though we haven't been able to understand each other's language.
所以举个例子就是 Frank 在 Bora Bora 的 Frank, 和那个牧师，他们彼此之间的言语是不通的，因为他讲法语，他讲英语。但是，即便如此，当他们在一起的时候，他们有一种超越语言之间的那种连结，他们可以彼此的理解。And
as Frank and I, we're in different scenarios. We're meeting with different people. We're experiencing things together. And it's so interesting as we both see something, we'll look at each other. And it'll just click, and it's like, we saw the exact same thing, we're thinking the same thing, and now that leads us into super deep conversation as Val translates.
所以奇妙的是，当我们一起去面对不同的人，面对不同的这个境况的时候，我们可以通过那种肢体的语言，相互之间好像有一种默契，然后通过那个Val的这个翻译的话，我们
Some of us are so connected with each other that we can just sit down, be together in dead silence for hours without having to say a word to one
another. 所以有时候我们这种高度的连接，甚至不需要语言的沟通，不需要这个语言的交流，可以沉默的。 无声的坐在一起，然后达到一种最默契的关系。Have
you ever seen two people really connected, and what does that look like?
所以你有没有曾经试过，就是两个人非常的默契，非常的这个连接呢？
My point is, when you see connection that's genuine between people, it's undeniable, it's obvious, and they're just in their own little world. Connected.
所以当你就是思想什么是真实的连接的时候，就是它是 不容质疑的那一种真实的这个相互的这个关联。
I didn't share this with Sarah and Hannah when we were in Bora Bora, but you know, as we were all just hanging out in the house and we're there for the 10 days, Val, after a few days, is like, wow, like Sarah and Hannah, they are connected. They're like seriously connected, right? Like, and we started laughing because Frank says, don't you realize you're the same way with your daughter? Right? It's just a connection that is amazing.
所以当他们在这个 Bora Bora 的时候，其实 Sarah 和那个Hannah 他们并没有跟他们很多的交流，但是当Val 说的时候，哇， Sarah 和 Hannah 他们彼此的这个连接，彼此的默契是如此的强烈。所以那个同样的这个Frank 说了一句话，他说Val 你跟你的女儿之间也是这样的一种非常默契这种相连的关系。
And I saw many of you smiling and laughing because you yourselves see the connection between Sarah and Hannah. So my question is this, how much more powerful should a connection with God be? And how much more obvious should that connection be to everyone around us?
所以我看到你们都有一些笑容在脸上，你们也看到 Sarah 和 Hannah 之间那种很强的这个母女之间的关系。那么我们来想象一下，我们跟上帝之间的那种连接是不是应该更加的这个深？那么我们跟人跟其他的弟兄姊妹之间的关系是不是应该有一种更强的这种联系呢？
So prayer is about connection and it's also about communion.
所以祷告是关乎我们跟上帝之间的一种连接，一种交流，一种沟通。
And we need to explore the word communion and more specifically the original Greek word koinonia because there's so much to what koinonia means.
所以在这个 communion 这个字在希腊文当中是
koinonia
这个很难读是这个字。那么这个字的更深的意思呢，就是完全的融合团契在一起。
So many times in the Bible, the word behind that we translate as communion, which is koinonia, actually connects all what you see here on your screen. It's about communication, connection, fellowship, sharing, participation, contribution, giving, receiving, intimacy, and community.
所以当我们想到这个词 communion, 就是那个很难念的希腊词的时候，其实是包括了在现在你看到的这个屏幕上的所有的意思。它包括了我们跟神之间的交通连接，团契分享，包括了参与贡献，奉献接受，亲密关系和整个的社群。
So again, as we look at prayer and we think about what is prayer and what's its purpose, we need to understand from God's point of view, He's looking beyond our words into our hearts because what He values is the communication and communion between us, even as that communion goes beyond what words can describe.
所以我们当思想什么是祷告，什么是祷告的目的的时候，我们就要去想到，当我们祷告的时候，上帝会超越我们的言语，进入我们的内心，因为他看重的是我们跟他之间的那种连接和交流。那么这种连接交流是超越言语所能描述的一种状态。
So I didn't tell Sarah and Hannah I'm going to be using them today because I didn't plan on it, but get ready for it, all right?
所以我并没有计划或者说预先跟 Sarah 和 Hannah 讲我会用他们作为举例的。
So, because prayer is about relationship, right? It's about connection, communion, which equals relationship. There is a certain posture that genuine relationship has as prayer happens or as communication happens with God.
所以因为祷告更多的是关乎两个人之间的一种关系，在关系中的一种团契和亲密的交流和沟通，所以这个里面就会有很多的这个它里面的那个成分。
So let's do a hypothetical based on what we know about Sarah and Hannah. If you were Hannah, and you know how connected she is to her mom, you know she loves her dad, right? She thinks her dad's the greatest dad in all the world. Who would you ask for something if you wanted something? Would you ask mom or would you ask dad? Mom, right? Okay.
OK, 我们再来 举例子，还是 Hannah 的这个例子。Hannah 跟她妈妈有很非常亲密的关系，当然她也很爱她的父亲，她认为她的父亲是世界上最伟大的父亲。那么如果 Hannah 有什么问题的话，你觉得她会向她的母亲去求告的呢，还是向她的父亲呢？
Why would you ask mom as Hannah?
所以你觉得为什么你认为答案是 Hannah 会向她的母亲来求告呢？
Why not ask this smiling face?
为什么不向那个最伟大的父亲来求告呢？
Think about it. The relationship, right, is so deep.
所以我们想我们思想一下，我们就知道这个答案，是因为这个关系，是因为这个亲密的关系。
That's why the way we approach God tells us a lot about the reality of the relationship.
所以我们知道，你如何的来接近或者说靠近神，我们就可以知道你跟神之间真实的一种关系的光景。
There is a Grand Canyon-sized difference between coming to God and saying, Daddy God, Abba Father, and God, if you're real and you're out there, do this.
所以我们想两个举例，一个是说，当你祷告的是说，哦，阿巴父，另外一种说，哦，你是一个神，你就在那里的。这里面有一个巨大的这个差异。
So,How do you approach the Father?
所以你如何跟父亲来交流呢？
Do you approach him constantly for the sake of relationship, for the sake of intimacy, for the sake of presence, not worried so much about what you're going to ask for?
所以当你想讲到跟父亲交流的时候，你是不是并没有在乎更多的你想要什么，或者说交流的内容，而是说你更想就是跟父亲在一起，你更享受的是跟父亲那种亲密的关系，你更享受的是就是要跟他在一起的那种感受同在。
Or is the only time God hears from us when we need something or we have a problem?
或者呢，就是当我们只是向神要什么。我们有什么问题的时候，我们才来到神的面前呢？
Our prayer life should be as natural as a relationship with the most connected person on this earth. It is a non-stop connection, non-stop communion that just grows stronger and stronger every day.
所以我们真正的这个跟神之间那种良好的关系是应该那种自然的，而是每日成长，不断的在长进，持续在发展，在成长的那种关系，是一种亲密的关系，是可以随时来到神的面前，是从不停止，从不停息的那一种之间的连接和交流，一种亲密的关系。
And here is the most difficult part about that.
所以这个接下来是一个非常困难的一点。
That if you have not had a personal encounter with Jesus, it's impossible to have that kind of prayer relationship.
有一个重要的前提，就是如果你从未跟耶稣基督有个人的遇见的话，那么这样的一种跟神之间那种亲密的关系是不可能的。
This is why God invites every single one of us into that type of relationship.
所以这也是为什么上帝先邀请你来到这样的一种关系之中，邀请你在 耶稣基督的救恩里面。
So, I want to distinguish that struggling sometimes in your prayer life is not the same thing as not having an encounter with Jesus. Okay?
所以我这里要强调的是，如果你有祷告中的一些挣扎，或者是祷告中的一些纠结的话，那其实并不是你跟神、跟耶稣之间的关系出了问题。
So, my question for you, and I'm going to ask for a literal answer is, what should you do when your prayer time is interrupted by distractions within your own mind or your own heart regarding the pressures of your day or loved ones or something you've done wrong or you're convicted about something?
当你祷告的时候被自己的思想或者是内心的那种杂念所打断的时候，你该怎么办呢？比如你因着一天的压力，你所爱的人所做错的这个事情等等所干扰。
So what do you normally do or what should you do? Let's take a literal answer. Who's going to be my volunteer?
所以你会通常会怎么做呢？
Yes, Carla. Okay.Excellent. So Carla's sharing, for we ask the Holy Spirit to, you know, sharpen our focus, get us to concentrate on what's most important. And I think that's what most of us have been taught, I would say.
那个 Carla 的回答是说，我通常会求圣灵来让我更多的关注，专注在我的祷告里面，然后消除那个所有的干扰。
So that answer is good answer.Most of us have been taught that, but I want to present another option.
我想说的是，这个是一个正确的回答，也是一个好的选择。但是我这里想告诉大家另一个选择。
And this option has come from many conversations with people and my own struggles. Like, no matter how much I'm asking God, clear my mind, clear my mind, clear my mind, He ain't clearing my mind.
所以我下面要给大家说的这个选择呢，是我自己个人的经历，因为我以前祷告的时候常常会有这样的这个被打断或者是这个骚扰。那么我也常常祷告说啊，求主来挪去我里面的这个杂念，挪去我里面的这个打扰，但是神却没有这样做。
So principle two is, sometimes the distractions we face,when we're trying to focus on prayer, can actually be the most pressing items we need to address with God in prayer.
所以有时当我们努力集中精力祷告的时候，我们所面临的干扰挥之不去。实际上这种干扰可能是我们需要在祷告中与神一起解决的最迫切的问题。
I do want to capitalize on the, I want to emphasize the word sometimes.
我想这里我要注重这个重点来讲有时这个字。
You know, if it's the answer to a video game I've been playing, it's coming in my mind, God doesn't need me to take that to him, right?
所以如果我的头脑里面满了这个游戏，那么神肯定的回答就是你要把这个东西挪去。
But if it's something that I'm asking God to clear my mind, I'm trying to focus, and it keeps popping up,there's probably something God wants to address in that topic with me before I go into what I'm intentionally trying to pray about.
所以但是有一些事情我不断的祷告求神来挪去，但是这个始终在那里挥之不去的话，那么很有可能这个事情就是你要在祷告中跟神一起来解决的一个首要的事情。
And this is the difference.Between a relationship with God and religion.
所以这个就是非常重要的，你跟神之间是一种亲密的关系，或者是一种宗教的信仰。
A few weeks ago when we were covering Matthew chapter 5, we had the scripture that said, you know, if when you go to give your gift at the altar, you realize somebody has something against you, what were you supposed to do?Leave your gift and go and be reconciled to them, right?
所以我们在以前读到马太福音第五章的时候，里面有说，当你在祭坛中向神来献祭的时候，你想到你跟你的弟兄有一些过节，你就要放下这个礼物，马上去跟这个弟兄和好，然后再来献祭。
God cares about what's important to us. He cares most of all about the relationships that we're in.
所以你可以知道神他非常的顾念我们的关系，顾念我们跟别人之间的关系。
And God does not need, and he says it in the Old Testament and in the New, he does not require sacrifice, he requires obedience.
所以在旧约当中，神说，我不顾念你的献祭，但是我在乎你的顺服。
And this is what religion does. Religion is trying to work its way to God, prove that we're good, even though we have all this brokenness and all this disastrous things going on in life, and we compartmentalize them as if they don't matter to God.
所以我们看到有很多宗教的领袖，他们只是为了在表面上从外在上活出神所要求的那种所谓的好的行为，但是呢，内心里面有很多尚未对付的那些问题，里面有很多的破碎，里面有很多的需要治愈的问题，但是这些问题好像他们都大事化小，小事化无，好像不存在一样。
And that's the beauty of relationship, that God speak, it's not, prayer is not just us talking at God, it's God speaking to us too.
所以这就是我们跟神之间亲密关系的这个美好所在。当我们向神祷告的时候，我们不是好像向神在诉说，或者说是在报告什么，而是神在对我们说话。
And this is how we know God is real, because we're here telling God, hey God, I need this, and I need help with this, and I got this, and he mentioned something out of left field. And we're like, whoa, wait a minute, I wasn't talking about that. Right? But that's what God cares about.
所以我们知道我们所信的那位神是又真又活的。当我们向神祈求这件事的时候，但是神向我们回应的是那件事，我们就知道哦，原来神所在乎所顾念的是这一件事情。
After praying in the park yesterday, Stefan and Brenda and I were joking and talking about, you know, the difficulty and the cost of following God. And we joke that, you know, if left unchecked, every Christian's prayer would be something like this. God, I will follow you all the days of my life. I will do whatever you say. Just don't try to change me and don't try to change anything I got going on in my life.
所以昨天在这个祷告，就是在拉斐尔的祷告当中呢，我跟那个就是牧师和 Brenda 有一个笑话。他说很多人可以雄心壮志的跟神说，哦，我可以跟随你到天涯海角，但是呢，你不要改变我。你不要改变我自己。
So as God brings important things to your mind that are disrupting what you're trying to pray about, understand He's speaking to you.
所以我们再重新回到这一点上面，当你祷告的时候，你有很多干扰的东西挥之不去的时候，你要问神说，神啊，你要对我说什么。
And this is why sometimes the distractions we face when we're trying to focus on prayer can actually be the most pressing items we need to address with God in prayer.
所以当我们努力集中精力祷告的时候，我们所面临的很多干扰，其实这些干扰的问题是我们首先要在祷告中与神一起去解决和面对的。
And I'm going to reverse that. They're the most pressing items God needs to address with us.
是的，我这里要强调的是，这些干扰的因素可能就是在祷告中我们要神一起解决的最紧迫的问题。
Principle number three, when our prayers are fueled by our love for God and other proper motives, their value, power, and effectiveness multiply exponentially.
所以第三点，如果我们的祷告是出于对上帝的爱和其他正确的动机，那么祷告的价值、力量和果效就会成倍的增长。
So how do you know, or how can you know, if what you're praying is God's will?
所以，你怎么知道，或者说你如何知道你所祷告的是神的心意呢？
And of course, there's going to be different facets of that, that make the answer for that.
所以其实这个就会有很多各种的方面来回答这个问题。
And so I want you to think about that, right? How do I know I'm praying God's will?
所以我如何知道我是在神的心意里面进行祷告呢？
And we're going to put a pin in that, and we're going to come back to that in a little bit.
所以我们等一下来回答这个问题。
Principle number four. A healthy and ever-growing prayer life does wonders for our heart, our mind, our soul, and our body. It feeds, nurtures, grounds, focuses, and connects us with God in ways that you must experience to believe.
健康的和不断成长的祷告生活对我们的心思、意念、灵魂和身体都是有非常奇妙的效果。它将喂养、培育、稳固、专注我们与神的关系，并以你必须亲身经历才能相信的那种方式将我们与上帝联系在一起。
So now, you know, we used to have the saying, you got to see it to believe it.
我们以前说我们看到才能相信。
But do you realize that even seeing it today, we can't necessarily believe it because technology has advanced to the point where we can fake almost anything.
但是我们当今的世界其实眼见不一定为实，因为我们现今的技术已经让很多东西都可以是假的。
But the one thing that cannot be faked still yet,is human experience.
那么到现在为止还有一个事情不能作假的，就是我自己亲身的经历。
What cannot be faked for a long time is spiritual transcendence.
所以还有一个就是不能伪假的，就是你如何在经历中成长。
So what have you experienced through prayer with God?
所以如何你在祷告中来经历这种属灵的成长呢？
Do you realize it's supposed to be an experience?
所以你认识到吗？其实任何的属灵的成长都是在经历当中的。
Okay. So think about that. Add that to your question. How do I know if I'm praying God's will? And what have you experienced?Through prayer.
所以回到我们刚才的问题，我如何能够明白我的祷告是在神的心意当中呢？然后如何在经历中来认识到这个问题呢？
And I'm going to share with you experientially not the only thing, but one of the main things that I believe should be common amongst Christians.
所以我想跟大家来分享一点。这一点呢就是我认为应该在所有的基督徒里面应该是一个共性的。
Through movies and television, and maybe some of you have had personal experience, we all have probably a really good understanding and a picture in our mind of what demon possession looks like.
通过电影或者说我们个人的一些经历或者是其他的这个途径，我们都可以有一个想象或者说是一个图片在我们的头脑里面，什么是这个被鬼附身的人。
But do you realize that the indwelling of the Holy Spirit is more powerful than demon possession? So just as outward as just as much as demon possession manifests itself outwardly, we're supposed to have that kind of manifestation from the Holy Spirit.For God's people outwardly.
所以我们可以想象到被鬼附身的一个人其实是很可怕的，他有很多外在的这个表现。那么我们同样来想，被圣灵所充满的一个人，应该他有很多外在的这个表现。
So, have you felt that kind of power? Have you experienced you going through something, but it's not really you? That it's the power of God in you that accomplishes something or saves something or, you know, gets in the way of something.
所以你是否经历过这样的一个圣灵的力量呢？你是否经历过圣灵的力量让你从里面能够活出某一种外在，带出外在的某种行为呢？你是否经历过那个圣灵催促你，或者说是推动你做某一些事情呢？
And one way I often describe that experience is permanent radical life change.
所以我经常会说的是圣灵所带来的改变是一种彻底的，是一种没有境界的，是一种非常强大的一种改变。
Have you experienced permanent radical life change through the power of the Holy Spirit?
所以你是否经历过那种终结的那一种彻底的那种生命性的一种改变呢？
When that happens,It's a part of the natural you, the fleshly you that dies, and now the Holy Spirit lives instead.
所以当你经历这个的时候，那么你原来属血气的你自己就是钉在十字架上，那么重新的被属灵的一个你就会重新的复活重生。
And it allows you to do what you once thought was impossible for you.
所以在这样的时候，你才可以做你原来认为不能做的、不可能的事情。
And that's what a healthy and ever-growing prayer life does. It continues to transform you from the inside out.
所以这就是一个健康的、不断成长的这个祷告生活，对我们里面的心思意念的更新改变，让我们里面可以从里面活出神所喜悦的生活的样子。
And the thing about this is that it has, by definition, by being in a real relationship with Jesus that is ongoing, these transformations have to be ongoing.
所以只要我们跟耶稣基督的关系是真实的，是连结的，那么这样的一种生命的这个改变是应该是持续的，也是真实的。
So, what has God been bringing to your attention this week?
所以神在这一周里面引起你注意的是什么事呢？
What's he been talking about this last month?
所以我们是不是说过的这个上个月的这些事情呢？
How are you different this year than you were last year?
所以你今年和去年有什么样的区别呢？
And how will you know if it's of God or not is who gets the honor, who gets the glory, and who gets the praise for this change.
所以你如果知道这里内心的改变是从神而来的话，你就知道只有神是得到尊荣、得到荣耀、得到所有的赞美。
We can go deeper and deeper into this, but I think we get the point, and this is nothing new that we're talking about.
其实我们还可以说的更多，但是这里并没有什么新的东西，还是说的一句话。
And the main emphasis I want to leave you with is that this is normal in the kingdom of God. This is not, you know, every time I talk about these things, wherever I go,People are like, wow, people experience these things? This is supposed to be normal for all the church, everywhere.
所以我想说的是，圣灵改变的力量，圣灵更新我们心思意念的力量，应该是每一个基督徒所该有的，而不是说一个特别的东西。
And so if this is not normal to any one of our lives here, I suggest you take this to God and ask him, why am I not seeing this in my life?
所以当你意识到你的生命中缺失这样一种超越的力量的时候，你就要在神的面前来祷告，神啊，为什么我没有获得这样的力量能力呢？
Right. Why am I not able to do the things that I see being done in scripture?
你应该向神祷告说，为什么我不能做在圣经中所说的那些人所做的事情呢？
And I assure you, if you keep asking, God is going to give you that answer.
我相信神一定会给你这个答案。
So let's look at our principle number 5 here. There are many ways to pray through Scripture, and many ways to utilize the Lord's Prayer so that it serves us as a powerful tool that aids our spiritual growth and transformation daily.
所以通过经文祷告的方法有很多种，利用主导文的方式也有很多，因此主导文可以作为一个强有力的工具，每天帮助我们的灵性成长和改变。
So there's a lot of different names for this, what I'm going to show you right now. Thematic prayer might be the most closest one to what we're going to talk about.
所以我这里想用一个按主题通过经文来祷告来做解释。
So the very first prayer I learned was the Lord's Prayer, and I remember I prayed that for like 2 years straight before I developed my relationship with God.
所以在我跟神建立这个很深的这个亲密关系之前，我用主导文祷告了2年。
And I remember I would, you know, whenever I was wanting to communicate with God, I wasn't asking for a thing, I just wanted to communicate. I would pray the prayer, but then I knew that I was running a risk because I would repeat the same prayer, and in the text, Jesus tells us, don't be as the Gentiles are, which just keep babbling on the same prayers over and over.
所以当我每次祷告的时候都用主导文来祷告的时候，但是我也同样会担心陷入一种陷阱里面，就是不断重复的用同一个东西来祷告。
And so at that time, I believe God began to show me the depth of the Lord's Prayer.
所以神借着这样的一个经历，让我能够更深的来理解主导文的意思。
Do you know that if you look at line by line of the Lord's Prayer, you know, many of us may struggle to pray for 5 minutes straight. But if you look at line by line, it could take you into 15, 20 minutes per line, just as you think about what does this mean.
所以当我们一句一句的来看主导文的时候，光是每一句的这个话，其实都可以花15到20分钟，我们来细细的思想。神借着这句话到底跟你说什么？
So for example, the first line of the Lord's Prayer is Our Father who is in heaven.
所以比如说第一句话是说我们天上的父。
And as we think about what that means, we can dwell on the wondrous fact that Jesus invites us to call God our Father. We're supposed to come to God openly as a child that runs to embrace their father and mother first thing in the morning.
所以当我们想我们在天上的父这句的时候，其实我们是沉浸在耶稣邀请我们称上帝为父的这种奇妙的事实当中，来敞开我们的心扉，来到上帝的面前，就像孩子每天早上第一件事情就是去拥抱我们的父亲和母亲一样的。
I would dare say, you know, of course those that have children, but even those that don't, we have seen how touching it can be when the smallest of children, cutest of children, just run to their parents and they're laughing and they're playing and they're smiling and they're hugging and they're reassured in that relationship. Do you realize God wants you to feel that every day?
所以我们在座的很多是有孩子的，即便是没有孩子的，我们来想一下那个小小的小孩非常的这个可爱，来到父母的面前就是那样的一种喜悦，那样的充满快乐，重新的来确认跟父亲和母亲之间的那种父 父爱和母爱的这个关系。
So imagine if you recognize your sonship or your daughtership before God every morning, and you understand that little illustration I gave you, that this is what God wants, that he's the only one that cares about you as much as he does. Do you think that might have an impact on your day?
所以当我们每一天是以这样的一种新鲜的跟神之间的一种父亲和儿子之间的关系来开始的时候，那这一天会给你怎样的力量，会给你怎样的一种新鲜的能力呢？
Hey, Ralph, I lost control here. I can't change anything. Thank you, sir. So as we think, right, so our Father who is in heaven...And it's about receiving his embrace. The fact that you can call the all-powerful. I was having a conversation with a gentleman on Bora Bora. And he was saying, you know, his issue with Christ and his issue with the Bible was, if God is real, do we understand how, and if he's everywhere and knows everything, do you realize how afraid we should be? Right? Do you realize...that an all-powerful being that creates all these universes and all these galaxies and all these things and yet counts the hairs on every person's head, how fearful we should be. And I said, I do understand that. And at the same time, I understand that this God with all this power has chosen to reveal himself to each of us personally in relationship.
我们来试想一个事实，就是这个创造宇宙万物天地的这一个神，他无所不在，无所不能，但是这一位神却将自己来启示给我们，来将自己来爱我们，这样是怎样的一位神呢？
And this gentleman's particular, you know, belief system was heavily reliant on science.So I took him through science and I started showing him that, you know, things like evolution break scientific law. And it's been disproven a long time ago. And I was talking to him, you know, as the more humanity learns about things, the more they align with what God says in his Bible. And I gave him an example. And I'm pretty sure none of you know this. Do you know that the outer space is made up, and you can Google it,It's made up predominantly of dark matter and dark energy, and that of the known, everything that's known in space, 95% of it is dark matter and dark energy, and we can't touch it, we can't research it, we can't explore it. Did anybody know that? Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
It's okay. 所以，当这个人问那个牧师说，如果我们信的这位神是这样的一个宇宙万物的创造者，又是无所不在、无所不能的这位人，那么这个神的话，我们是不是应该会很胆战心惊？那么当因为这个人他是一个科学的背景，他是有很多的问题，所以牧师向他解释很多被证实的一些科学的道理和宇宙外这个所有的这个能量的体系是我们无法触摸的。
And so as I was sharing with them, I said, you know, dark energy and dark matter are also what black holes are made of. That's why you can't approach it. The first person who ever's going to try to approach it or who has, I'm sure they're no longer with us, right? And so as you look at things,And you think about these concepts, you think about things that are, to me, are hilarious, like when a scientist said that, I don't remember the exact percentage, but it's something like 67% of our DNA code is junk DNA. Really? That's how you, just because you can't figure it out, that makes it junk, right? So the more you look into things, and this is why we have Christians that are dedicated to all the different medical fields, all the different scientific fields,And doing the research and pumping out real evidence so we can know that this God, not only is he all powerful, not only is he real, not only can he do everything beyond what we can think. But he chooses to enter into a relationship with us.
所以我们越是仔细的去研究大到太空小到每一个细胞到自己的 DNA 的话我们越会接近这个圣经的解释我们越来越会靠近这个上帝所向我们启示的内容。
And this takes us to the second line of scripture, hallowed be your name. Holy is your name.
所以我们来到了第二句愿人尊你的名为圣。
We praise God for who he is. We thank God for what he does. Our blessings are beyond what we can imagine. Take the time to thank God now for family, friends, health, life, grace. Ponder each blessing until you're filled with gratitude.
所以我们因着上帝的所事而赞美他，我们因着上帝的所为而感谢他。我们的蒙福是超越我们的想象。现在就花时间，我们为着家人、朋友和我们自己的健康、生命、恩惠来感谢神。我们来思想每一个在生命中的祝福，直到你内心充满了感激。
And as we think about his name, right? The name of God, we have books and books on all the names in Hebrew and all these things.And the reality is that they should launch us into adoration, praise, honor, and thanksgiving. And the more you think about God, the more you're unable to shut up because everything he's done is so amazing.
所以我们知道当我们思想神的名的时候他的圣名的时候我们在圣经中看到耶和华有很多不同的名字我们越思想他的名字我们越不能停止我们要敬拜他我们要赞美他要尊荣他要感谢他
So as just you know we can keep going through the whole thing we're not going to because we're out of time for those of you that are interested this is in our PowerPoint presentation you know going line by line through the Lord's Prayer but the thing is this I asked you earlier how do you know you're praying God's will right
所以我们今天因为时间的关系我们没有办法一条一条的来讲解这个主导文有空大家可以去看那么我们还是回到我们的问题你如何知道你是因着神的心意在祷告呢
And that's principle 6 today which is our last one You will know you're praying God's will You will know you're aligning yourself with God's willWhen you are changed by that process, when your heart starts to change, your thoughts start to change, your character changes, your will changes, your expectations and your values change, and they're not just changing for changing's sake. They're becoming more Christ-like, and they're easily identifiable in the scriptures.
所以有一件事情你可以知道你是在神的心意中祷告，那就是你的心思、你的意念、你的性格、你的意志、你的期望值、你的价值观，都因着你的祷告在不断的更新改变。那个时候，你就知道你是祷告在神的心意当中。
And so remember, the emphasis is changing into Christ-likeness.
所以这里的重点是当你在改变你变得更像耶稣基督你更像耶稣基督的门徒
Because the reality is any type of prayer good, bad, false, real it changes people everybody will be changed by prayer
所以我们知道任何的祷告都会改变人但是这里的核心和重点是我们的改变是让我们变得更像耶稣基督。
But some are changed for the worse.
但是我们知道有的却变得更不好了。
As they pray for things that they want God to do, and when God doesn't do them, that's not good enough. So they're going to make it happen on their own.
所以我们知道也有一些人他因着祷告不回应而跌倒了他们不再继续的祷告。
When God doesn't do what we want, if we find it unacceptable, we're going to fight against him.
所以我们有时候也会 当我们的祷告啊没有回应，或者是回应是另外的事情的时候，我们会自己与这个东西来征战。
When God is revealing His perspective on things, and if we refuse to accept them, we will cling even harder to our own will and our own expectations and our own values.
所以我们知道，有时候我们没有办法接受在神的眼光中看为好的东西的时候，我们却还是用自己的力量来做我们想做的事。
So what kind of changes are you experiencing in prayer?
所以你在你的祷告中经历了什么呢？
Is it developing peace in you, even when you don't get what you want?
是你虽然没有得到你想要的，但是你里面却有来自神的平安呢？
Do you develop joy because even though you're not getting what you want, you trust in God and you know His plans better than yours?
你虽然没有得到你想要的，但是你因着相信神，你因着信靠神，你还是内心有平安和喜乐呢？
Is it changing and molding your heart to start desiring the things that God wants versus what you want?
你是不是正在经历里面正在变化，说神啊，我可以放弃我自己的，我想要得着你的。
These are the questions we need to ask ourselves, but most importantly, we need to let God answer them.
所以这些问题都是我们要问自己，但是最重要的是让神在你的祷告中来回应你。
Because as the scripture says, our own hearts are deceitful to us.
所以在圣经的经文中有提到，我们的内心是有欺骗性的。所以我们要让神来对你说话。
But the great thing is we know a God. We know the God who can reverse that and change that forever.
但是我们知道我们的神是有改变的大能的，他可以更新我们的心思意念。
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that prayer means something to you.That you find it valuable because of the communication, the connection, and the relationship it causes between you and us, your creation, your children, your disciples. Lord, we thank you that although you are all powerful and you're constantly creating things and you're in charge of multiple universes and all these things that we still don't know about,That you take the time to count the hairs on our head. That you take the time to listen to us in our moaning and groaning, even when it's things we shouldn't be moaning and groaning about. But for the sake of relationship, you're there and you're listening and you're eager to point us in the right direction. Lord, I pray, Lord, that although you're open to listening to our moaning and groaning,that we would realize that's not what you're looking for. You're looking for growth. You're looking for a transformation of our hearts and our minds and our souls. You're looking to develop your kingdom values and expectations and mindset so that we can partner with you in this world to reach all your lost children.So that if it were possible, all could be saved. Lord, help us to understand that the purpose of prayer, aside from relationship with you, is also designed to change us more than it's designed to give us what we want. Too often we want what we should not want. And like a good father, you don't give it to us because it'll harm us.And we do know, and sometimes you do allow us to have the things that are going to harm us only because we're so dominant, we're so rebellious and so childish, Lord. Lord, I pray that none of my brothers and sisters here would fall into that trap, that they would not just keep pounding on the door and pounding on the door, insisting on their way, but that they take the time to listen.Listen to what you've already said in your word. Listen to what you're saying now. and to trust you, Lord. To trust that you know better because you have that track record of being undefeated. And we know this doesn't mean that your will is always done on earth. So many people, so many martyrs have died. Israel has fallen and fallen again and gotten up and fallen again because they never heeded their prophets. Lord, we see the problems with Christianity today because our people don't listen. Lord, I pray that we will be a people that listens. I pray we will be a people with a kingdom mindset. I pray that we will desire to genuinely be like Christ and that it is displayed that our connection with you, that our communion with you will be so easily visible to everyone around us and that we will not do the things of this world, that we will not participate by any means necessary to get what we want. But instead, we let you have your way. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit empowers us. Even though people will misunderstand our graciousness, even though they misunderstand that we're not fighting not because we're not scared. I'm sorry, we're not fighting because we're scared. We're not objecting because we agree, but simply because we know this battle is yours. We don't need to fight it. All we need to do is concentrating on growing to be like Christ through any process and every process we go through, fair and unjust alike. Lord, we know that your Holy Spirit, this is what you desire. This is where victory is at. And I pray that everybody here will become victorious in that, that they will grow like never before, that they will be transformed like never before, as they choose to obey you and follow you, regardless of the cost. Lord, we love you, and we love you, and we love you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们在天上的父，当我们屈膝跪拜来到你的面前，我们想着你是如何创造天地的一位神。你大有能力，你无所不知，但是我们这个不配的人却可以以祷告来到你的面前，我们是有何等的权利。主啊，每次想到我们可以用祷告来跟你倾心吐意，可以来到你的面前来诉说，来倾诉的时候，主啊，我们真的没有办法，我们没有办法不来向你感恩，没有办法不来赞美你，没有办法我们不谦卑自己，顺服自己来到你的面前。主啊，求你更多的来让我们知道如何的来祷告，更多的来经历你，以至于我们里面我们的心思意念为你来洁净，为你来更新，为你来所用。主啊，求你使用我们在座的每一位，更新我们里在座的每一位，复兴我们每一位。主啊，让我们这个教会成为你地上的这个灯。主啊，让我们每一个人都可以为你所用，来为你做光做盐。主啊，我们感谢你，我们祷告祈求奉主耶稣的名，阿们。
Yeah.